Hi everyone, this is Andy Studna, Senior Editor of Applied Clinical Trials, and welcome to this Thursday edition of the ACT Brief. First up, in part 3 of a recent ACT video interview, Jonathan Andrews, co-CEO of Creo, said fragmented data collection across sites remains a major operational risk in 2026. Variability in how sites capture and manage data continues to create downstream challenges for quality and reconciliation, while purpose-built e-source systems offer a path to reduce discrepancies and enable earlier issue detection at the point of capture. In a new FAQ article on ACT, evolving outsourcing strategies reflect growing demand for flexibility as trial complexity increases. Hybrid models that blend full-service and functional approaches are gaining traction, alongside AI-enabled workflows that support more adaptive resourcing and closer collaboration between sponsors and CRO partners. And finally, a recent analysis in our sister publication, PharmExec, argues that U.S. regulatory inefficiencies are pushing early-stage trials overseas despite existing authority within the FDA to address the issue. The piece calls for a risk-based pathway for low-risk studies using enforcement discretion, which could accelerate trial starts while allowing the agency to better focus resources on higher risk oversight. And that'll do it for today's ACT Brief. Join us right back here tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development.